this time, my wife, she will come and sing one, and I believe she has a new one for us today.
When we talk about the wonders that the Lord has performed, we see the wife of the Lamb and the word we've put forth. And we're speaking to one another that we're glorified flesh and bones, and we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Yes, now see this great wonder that the Lord has performed. No longer just the body of Christ, but we're the glorified wife he adores. And we're wearing the crown of life, showing that death is no more. And we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. When we talk about the wonders that the Lord has performed, we see the wife of the Lamb and the word we've put forth. And we're speaking to one another that we're glorified flesh and bones, and we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Now see this great wonder that the Lord has performed. No longer just the body of Christ, but we're the glorified wife he adores. And we're wearing the crown of life, showing that death is no more. And we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Thank you, Barbara. Amen. That's a very good one. And my wife worked on it this weekend. And so she did a good job of it. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. Amen. So good to be here this morning. And we just thank God for the good things he's doing for us every day and for the things that don't look like is good things to start with, but we find the scripture in the Word of God that is so true, as all the scriptures are, that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those that are called according to his purpose. And that means whatever takes place. Amen. The way of the righteous is directed to the Lord. And he just takes care of things in his own way. And he lets us trust him that he knows best. Amen. So we praise God. Been a joy to serve God. Amen. I've been doing it since the preteens, I suppose. And at least starting in the teens, early teens. And even trying to preach the gospel a little way back then. And I didn't know a whole lot about it, but as we growed in grace and in the knowledge of God, here we are today at the time of the rapture. And we just praise God for all the good things that the Lord's done. All right, we're starting a reading today in the book of St. John, and that'll be chapter 1. If you'd like, be turning to it. Amen. And today, the title of my message is this, and I've never used this for a title prior to this morning. And I want to take a title, The Second Stage of the Word Made Flesh. The second stage of the Word Made Flesh. And that'd be the title to begin with. And if we want to add a little to it, take a little time, we're always at liberty to do that. Amen. So it's not set in stone. So I want to read here in first chapter of St. John, first verse, and then in the 14th. Verse of chapter 1. And as we read today, I want you to notice this is the first stage of the Word Made Flesh. And if we wanted to do a good bit of reading this morning, we'd get the book of Luke, how the angel came and so on and so forth, and angel Gabriel that stand before God and told Mary what was about to happen, that she's highly favored of God and all those things, and that she would conceive and bring forth a son. Amen. That holy child shall be the Son of God. His name shall be Jesus. Now that's not reading direct wording, but that's basically the story of it. Amen. But the point being, the word that was brought down was made flesh. Amen. And I thought about this morning, this little thought came to me, and I thought about the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. Where we were with him, we were in him, and on those things like that. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. Glory to God. and the Word was made flesh first in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because the first creation of God's Son and His wife, that was strictly in the fleshly realm and so on. Amen. But the same man that grew up to be, Jesus grew up to be a good carpenter, and he was a good man, but not, he wasn't a preacher, but he'd read the Word of God, and he knew a good bit about it. We find that in Luke chapter 4, I believe it is, where he went in the temple and read some scripture about the anointing of God's up on me now. See, and the anointing came in Matthew's, the third and fourth chapter there, where he came to John to be baptized. John baptized him, and the heavens was open. And there came a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm pleased to dwell in, or whom I'm well pleased with." Amen. So it began to bring forth the Son of God, and still he wasn't glorified yet. Amen. He was still a man that was subject to death in the sense of he wouldn't have had to die, because he could call 12 legions of angels, you know, and not have to die and so on. But he came to die for us, see. But when we see him again, amen, after death, burial, resurrection, amen, that was the second stage. That was glorified flesh and bone, see. Amen. It weren't just right. They're no longer subject to death or anything of that nature. Praise God, he was glorified. The very one that walked around here on for 30 years or so. And there's some silent years we hear about between when he was about 12 year old in the temple. He confounded the elders with answering their questions and asking them questions, and they were confounded at his knowledge and so on. Amen. Then we don't hear much about him until the time of John the Baptist, when he was baptized. Amen. And then from then on, he went and was tempted of the devil. Amen. And for 40 days and nights there, he didn't eat and so on. He just fasted and sought God. And he came forth preaching, telling about the Father. God's my Father. And that's really made the religious people very upset when they begin to say, "God's my Father. He's the Father." And so the story goes on there. He preached for about 3.5 years, give or take a little there. And he was still in his flesh that he was born with. Weren't glorified yet, but he had that spirit of God from heaven. Amen, which would be typical of a new birth for us. See. But he didn't need a new birth. But he said thus, John said, "No, I don't need to baptize you. You need to baptize, I need to be baptized of you." But he said, "Suffer it to be so, thus fulfill all right." In other words, this is setting the pattern here. Amen. And God's Word has he become God's Word. He went forth then, went through temptations and trials, and we would think at the time in our normal human thinking would be that once he were filled with God's Spirit without measure, then he would have a good time rest of the way. He could coast in from there. Amen. No, but that weren't the way it is. That's when he went through his worst temptations. Amen. The devil tried to kill him, tried to get him to jump off the temple, and tried to get him to turn stones to bread, and all those things, and tempted him. And the Bible says he was tempted at all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Amen. So there's the Word. Glory to God. That's the first stage of the Word made flesh. Now, that second stage is where we come in at. Amen. And that's where we are partakers of. Because in that, he didn't marry us in that first stage. Remember, the king gave a marriage feast for his son, and so on, and sent and invited those. And those that were invited didn't come. And so the story goes there, you know, king sent out and slew them and so on. And that, of course, that would be typical of what happened there in Romans, or in with the Romans in 70 A.D., how there was a great, Israel was defeated and so on, and scattered to all parts of the world, and so forth like that. So we see those things took place, but he still hadn't come back to he still hadn't took a wife, see. Amen. All that took place throughout the Israel. Now, we find that God, Israel is God's wife. We find that in the Word of God. And what's the name of that prophet where it talks about, which one? Hosea, I believe it is, yeah. Where Israel went astray and so on like that. And the prophet married her, and she began to go astray, and he put her away. But then God told him, go back and take her, you know, after she repented and so on. And, of course, that's Israel coming back. But we're not getting into that too much here, because we see another vision of the Word, Jesus becoming. He became that glorified Word when he resurrected. And he stayed here 40 days and nights and ascended up. And that pretty much ended the marriage for the wife of the Lamb at that time. We find there in the book of 2 Corinthians 1 and 2, where Paul said, I espouse you or engage you to one husband, that I may present you to one husband. But he said, but I fear lest as the serpent beguiled Eve, he's going to set a similar pattern, as the serpent beguiled Eve, so would your mind be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ, see? Amen. So we find the marriage didn't take place, the church ages came and so on. But we find in Revelation chapter 10, about 30 years after, Revelation wrote about 30 years after Paul went on home, no marriage had taken place at that time. The wife-to-be was still just engaged, just the spouse. And there's where we come to this end time. But in Revelation chapter 10, we find Jesus Christ coming back in a glorified state. Hallelujah. Now here's where he's going to take a wife. Amen. Glory to God. And she will become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. In other words, her flesh will become glorified like his. Amen. Because she don't join Jesus with just the Word made flesh before crucifixion, before glorification, in the sense of having a glorified body. Amen. But she joins him. They're united only after church age and all these things take place. Amen. And when we're married, then we're joined to a glorified. Amen. I want you to notice that the glorified Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we, along the way he did it, set the pattern for 30 years or so, and we don't have to be 30 years or any certain age here, but he was about 30 years, but he was just human flesh, perfect human flesh, in the sense of what God wanted in humanity. Glory to God. But he had to go through certain things and even went through death that he wouldn't have had to go through. But had he not, then we would have had, and his wife would have not been able to make that crossing. She couldn't cross that chasm. Amen. So he died to make a way. Amen. The old song says, I see a bridge, a way to cross. Amen. So we've crossed over that. But those are the things that we're dealing with today. Amen. All right, so I just said that part. Now we'll go back before the beginning here. What God had in his mind, it says, 1 John, first chapter, verse 1, starting here, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word were God, was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now that's what God had in his mind, his thought, and to him it was just as real. It was just as happened. Amen. That's where a dream or a vision is. It just happened. I mean, it just like it's happened. And I think the other week, last week, I guess, a couple of weeks back, where Barbara had the dream. Last week, yes. And we were telling, she was telling about it, I believe, last Sunday. And where that she was working there at the computer, listening to some music there on the computer. Meditating music for meditation, and all of a sudden she looked up in the corner of the computer. There was a little note. My name is Dallas Miller, and says I need prayer and so on. She told me last week. You got last week's message. You'll understand. And it today is still just as real. She didn't have to write it down. It was just so real, burned in her, become part of her. Amen. So real. And that's what the Word of God has come to us, real Word, amen. And the marriage, the Word says the wife of the Lamb has made herself ready, amen. And she become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, amen. She and he and she become of the same, see, amen. He was one time human flesh, glory to God. Just as we are, but something happened. Amen. He made a way for that flesh to be glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. That is so clear, and I plan to read it here. And maybe I won't read it if I keep talking about it. But it's in 1 Corinthians, there, the 15th chapter. At a certain time, there's going to be a trumpet sound. Amen. Now, prior to the trumpet sound, there's preparatory steps that God takes. First of all, he calls out the people out of denominational religion. Amen. And of course, that took place under the prophet William Branham, a great calling out there. And he began to tell about the wife, and not using the word wife, but he began to say, little bride. Little bride, call out a little bride. Well, that began to set the stage, began to change our thinking just a bit. God knows just how to do it. So we begin to think not so much the church world out here, but of the little bride. That was our thinking then. Then it came on over, and then God sent a man named Raymond Jackson. And he did basically the same there. But he brought Israel's place in, how they fit, to make the end time fit so that we will have this understanding we have now. Amen. Amen. But then there was another stage of it, and that stage was the glorifying of human flesh. Amen. Coming together, being one in a marriage. See? Yes. Glory to God. And that's what we have experienced right here in this time we're living in. And glory to God. So hence comes the title, the second stage of the Word made flesh. That's when it happened, not in the first stage. Amen. It was in the second stage. Amen. When Jesus came forth out of that grave, amen, then that was another stage of his life. In this stage, he could appear in a room, doors being shut, the Bible said. and talked to the disciples. And we brought in about Thomas a lot. But I like the way Thomas, he wanted to be absolutely sure. So he expressed his thoughts, and some of the others might have thought the same but weren't brave enough to say it, you know. This is just too much for me. Unless I can put my hand in his side and see the nail prints, I'm going to have a problem with it. Amen. So Jesus, for his sake, maybe for his sake alone, I don't know if the other disciples saw it or just Thomas saw him like that. Amen. But then Jesus said to the disciples, where he come in the room where they were at, and they were amazed and in doubt, you know, both at the same time. Amen. So Jesus said, "Have you anything to eat?" Amen. They set the fish and the honey out, and he ate and drank and talked to them. And then where'd he go? The door's still shut. No one came in, no one went out, but Jesus is gone. Amen. Well, that's the second stage of the Word made flesh. The second stage of the Word made flesh, you can do that. Amen. So the saints of God that have come back when he came, and this is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14, when God sent Jesus back, Jesus Christ back in that way, amen, he sent the spirits of those saints back.
Amen.
Amen. Of those spiritual tabernacle. Amen. And they're to hear a message, glory to God, that will absolutely create that glorified flesh and bone on them while it change our body into glorified flesh and bone. Glory to God. So all this is taking place right before our wondering eyes, we would say. Amen. As the glory of God falls all around. Amen. And this is something take place. So Jesus, the second stage of the Word made flesh is what we partake of after marriage. Not before, not in engagement. Because they were espoused or engaged in the days of Paul before God took him off the scene. But John saw him 30 years after Paul's gone. Amen. And John says, the wife has made herself ready. Glory to God. And then but that's again we find there in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, verse 30 through 32 down through there. Amen. That we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. This is a great mystery. And so on. They begin to talk about marriage. Glory to God. So there's where we at today. We're married to him by a message.
Amen.
Amen. You get on the Ephesians chapter 2. There it brings in there about the creation, a new creation. And this creation was different from the regular. It didn't recreate human flesh. Amen. But it put together a group of people and create the body, and it was neither Jew nor Gentile.
Amen.
Or both Jew and Gentile.
Amen.
Either way, it's correct. Neither Jew or Gentile, or both Jew and Gentile. Either way, you got two answers there, and both of them correct, see. Amen. But that was the people made one by a message. Amen. And that became that virgin for that hour. Glory to God. Yeah, that spiritual body of Christ, amen, but it hadn't come to what we're looking at now. We're looking at something brand new. Glory to God, it was that third phase of that coming there where Brother Brown came, Brother Jackson. Now this message, the job's finished.
Amen.
This message has to do with glorified flesh and bone. That is why, amen, that Jesus, before he had the glorified flesh and bone, he couldn't do the things he did afterward. Glory to God. Amen. I'll tell you, God's good. Amen. This water's good this morning, too. So we see what we're joined with. We're joined to. Amen. We're joined not to the first stage. Amen, but to the second stage. And that second stage is glorified flesh and bone. Amen. That's what we're joined to. Amen. He didn't join us before crucifixion, before resurrection or any of these things. He didn't join us in that earlier time. Glory to God, but only here at the end time when the marriage take place.
Amen.
Amen. He waited till all them seeds came in. All that he saw predestinated before the world that was in God, he waited till every one of them came in.
Amen.
Glory to God. And then he came. And that's a period we're living in right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God of this glorification taking place.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we're in that second stage. We are joined to that second stage of the Word made flesh. Not the first stage. Glory to God, but the second stage. And the second stage is when Jesus was glorified.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So that makes a big difference in our plan of salvation this hour that we're living in. Amen. It includes.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, I know sometimes when you buy something, buy insurance policy or something. Now this also includes this. And this includes that. Well, this, and if I say it little repetitious here, it's for a purpose. Amen. And a good purpose. Hallelujah. You're joined to glorified flesh and bone. And I know today Christianity says this, and so be it. But they'll talk about being in Jesus, got Jesus in me, and so on like that. Amen. And they refer to him back in those times, even before crucifixion and all. And we were in him actually before the world was. But that was, the marriage had to go exactly like it did. It couldn't go any other way because there was some children here at the end time. Glory to God. And there was here someone in the end time to come for to sound that last trumpet. Glory to God. And we couldn't become bone of his bone, of glorified bone and flesh of the flesh, glorified flesh, until here at the end time where the marriage take place. And there's a marriage has taken place. Amen. Therefore, we don't just say we're church. Amen. We can say freely and knowingly and with confidence, we're the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. And the Lamb, amen, has glorified flesh and bone. Glory to God. So all these things, it's just wonderful laid out here in the Word of God. And we just continually being enlightened on different things about it and what's the plan, what's included in the plan. Amen. Glory to God and all the goodies that comes along with it. And then anything else that God would see fit, glory to God, comes our way. Amen. But we're still glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. You know, just because Jesus took on glorified flesh and bone at his resurrection, it didn't stop the people from trying to persecute the saints that went with him or believed him. Amen. And when Peter and John, James and John began to preach that he's resurrected and all this, you know, and the religious leaders got them aside and beat them, and saying, he's intending to bring this man's blood upon us. We don't want you to preach any more in that name. Just leave that alone. If y'all want to preach something, find something else to preach. But don't be a preacher of that. You're trying to put that blood upon our head. Amen. Well, when Jesus being crucified, there on trial, Pilate brought out those two, Barabbas, and it brought Jesus Christ out with a super plan that couldn't fail. Sometimes people think they got a plan that can't fail, but it got to go God's way.
Amen.
Amen. That's like elections and so on like that. It goes the way it's supposed to go.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes it don't go the way we think it ought to, or don't go the way we think it will go. But
He orders things according to his plan.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So that's what they did with Jesus. They, after the resurrection, they persecuted the saints, and they would persecute him if they could, but they couldn't find him unless he wanted to be found. Amen. They can't persecute Paul now, because Paul ain't going to be found unless he wants to be found.
Amen.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then there's Peter, James, and John, those there, and they're in a different order of saints. They're not the wife, but the wife of the Lamb. As the wife members come back here, and they all take on glorified flesh and bone and are raptured.
Amen.
And the Bible don't use the word rapture, but they caught away. Hallelujah. While this earth tumbling and tossing and so on, and diverse earthquakes. Have you noticed the rogue waves they got coming in from time to time? I believe it was just last week there in California. There were rogue waves came in and big buildings there, knocked the windows out, the doors out. They just kept on coming. Amen. Well, the Bible says the sea roaring. Earthquakes and man's heart failing him for the fear of looking upon the things that's coming upon the world.
Amen.
But there's a people not fearful. Glory to God. Whatever will be. Amen. And whatever God's ordained, and it don't come near us, see. Praise the Lord. And we are in God's provision. He'll take care of us, and he'll make a way for us. He'll supply the needs. And all these things, it takes away that word. Don't be anxious. Don't be let anxiety get a hold of you. Amen. Anxiety can't get a hold of you when you realize that you're joined to glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. You're walking with him. You're glorifying him. Amen. And used to be things, they did things, this is God glorifying his son. Well, now it's the son glorifying his wife.
Hallelujah.
See, give all the glory to Jesus, but then Jesus glorifies the wife.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And so Jesus came saying, God's my Father. Oh, they couldn't handle that one then. Amen. Said, well, no, we know where you came from. We're aware of the situation of your birth. Amen. And we know that Mary wasn't even married. Amen. When she became pregnant, and we know about the situation, you're born to fornication. Amen. And said all those things, but God's plan just kept right on turning, right on going. Everything kept on working out, and that's where we're at today. And I can look back on my life and look back as long as I've been serving God, and that's most of my life, and through the Pentecostals and things of that nature and so on. Amen. And everything, it has worked just right. Amen. Yes, we've had our stumblings along the way and so on like that, but God just takes all those things out of our mind. Amen. He glorifies us. And he said, don't let these things come in your mind. Don't meditate on these. He says, cast down any imagination to come your way. And I'll tell you, once you're married to him, those old imaginations of contrary things not going to bother you. Glory to God. But he said, cast them down. Glory to God. And he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. Amen, because you are Christ, you're his wife, and you have his mind. You're the Christ wife, see. Glory to God. And so all those things. But the main thing is, you're joined to one that is the second stage of, what did I title it now? The second stage of the Word made flesh. You're joined to that. And that right there is that's glorified flesh and bone. So when we speak of glorified flesh and bone, if you're one of them, you don't get scared. It's a message you're comfortable with. Hallelujah. There are some messages that you're not quite comfortable with. I'm not when I say messages, I'm not talking about a sermon. I'm talking about the messages out here. Amen. You're just not comfortable. You know, there's something lacking. You hear the sermon, there's still a thirst. It really didn't touch the inside of you. Amen. And you just kept on walking with the Lord until all of a sudden you hear the trumpet sounding. And that trumpet sounded right. That fits me like a hand fit a glove. Amen, amen. And you just rejoicing it and praise God in it and knowing that this is what's changing your mortal body. This is changing you not to the first stage of the Word made flesh, which was Jesus Christ in his earthly walk before crucifixion. Amen. But you're on that weren't glorified flesh and bone then. Glory to God. God did certain miracles and transported him in certain ways before then. But after resurrection, amen, he could be sitting here talking to you. Amen, you look around, where'd he go? Glory to God. And the same thing with the saints. Glory to God, because they, I'm talking saints here, and I'm not going into a lot of details and dividing the wife and the other saints, but there's saints all over the world that for a certain level to do certain things. Amen. That millennia, there's going to be a lot of things to do. Amen. And there'll be saints that's been faithful to God. You're not the wife necessarily. Amen. And then when the millennia over, there's a great eternal time. And it's not, well, it wouldn't be a time, it's an eternity. Amen. And there'll be people go right in there. And there'll be the wife. She is part of that Godhead because she joined to that bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And she is that tree of life that bears fruits. And the water comes right through. Amen. From the throne right through her. And then let whosoever will come and drink that. Glory to God. And that's the natural people part of the that's eternity, that'll be out in eternity, like they want a refreshing from the Lord. They natural human people, their flesh is, they'll come up there and just sit there under the shade tree or just get around the wife of the Lamb. Amen. There's the throne of God and the Lamb, one throne. The glory is so bright around it, but there's a wife. Amen. The water runs from the throne right through the wife. And then the nations will come and be refreshed. And the Bible says the nations of them that say, that's the order of saints, not glorified saints, the order of people. And they're part of it. But then it's the wife that become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. So when I'm talking about the wife, don't think that I'm discounting all the other parts of God's program or all other God's people. But this trumpet message is for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. It's for those that are joined to the Lord. Amen. Of that glorified flesh and bone. So that's what's taking place today. You're joined to glorified flesh and bone. And God has given us the knowledge. Yes, all these out here, some of them is God's children. Amen. And some of them, like the man that was fell into the hands of thieves. That was a religious system, hypocritical religious system, that saw him and walked over to the other side of the road and went on. Amen. But then there was a man came by. He had a good heart, and he weren't necessarily part of the wife of the Lamb, but he was just a good man. What's that called there? Good Samaritan, see. Glory to God that went and helped the man, paid his bill there and said, take good care of him, and I'm going to be coming back this way. If he needs anything, go ahead and get it. See, there's that realm of people with that goodness. Glory to God. But this year is Word made flesh. Amen. These are those that death has been conquered, see. Amen. That's 1 Corinthians 15:26, I believe. The last enemy that shall be conquered is death. Destroyed. Amen. Not yes. Thank you. Destroyed. Glory to God. As far as the wife's concerned, it's destroyed.
Yeah.
Amen. Although their death will be used in a limited manner throughout the millennia, when there's some that just want to, that'll go astray in spite of all that God's doing, see?
Yeah.
Amen. And God will bear with them like a sinner died 100 years. That the mercy of God is so great and so on. Amen. And when the time run out for them, the patience run out, the mercy run out, then of course they'll be taken off the scene. Amen. Like pulling ragweeds out of a field. Amen. It's not profitable to be there. Glory to God. So all that taking place, and we have that understanding of it. And God wanted us to know these things. I know it used to be when I've gotten one group coming up many, many years ago. I'm talking maybe 40, 50 years back. If you didn't talk in tongues, you ain't got eternal life. You ain't got the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost to have eternal life. And when you get the Holy Ghost, you'll speak in tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, you don't have it. Amen. And I've had people say to me, and this was a common saying. I know you probably had the same thing has happened to you. They say, the preacher back in those days, have you got the Holy Ghost? Well, we could say, well, I got the Lord. I don't know about the Holy Ghost. They'll say, have you spoken tongues yet? Well, no, I haven't spoken tongues. You ain't got it, they'll say. Amen, just like that. And we understand that was a time that came through. But God lets us come through all of that. And yet, here at the end time, the marriage take place. And we look back, he give the wife full understanding. Amen. That she don't worry about that or this, that, and the other. Because those that were part of God's plan in any manner, God will see that they get to where they're supposed to be at the time they're supposed to be there. Amen. But we're the wife of the Lamb, and we have got to where we were supposed to be. And this is the time we were supposed to be here. And here we are. And there's a trumpet sounding. There's a voice of the Lord. And there's a voice in the wife of the Lamb. And they're talking to each other about glorified flesh and bone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they're talking about the things that relate to the wife of the Lamb. See, communicating one with the other. Amen. I feel good today. I feel that glorified flesh and bone just taking place in this body. Hallelujah. Amen. And the reason it is, I'm joined now to glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. Yes, I've had Jesus in certain manner, certain level, but now I'm married to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That Christ came down. And remember that Christ came down, and everything that was in God, he poured into Christ, see. And what was in Christ, he poured into us, see. Amen. So it was in God before the world was, masculine and feminine. I've always said this in coming up to this, not knowing all the details and all, but I always say if there's any good thing in the woman, it was in God to begin with. If there's any good thing in the man, it was there. God, it was in God, see. Amen. And he works those attributes out. Amen. Bring them to perfection within us. Hallelujah. We've been baptized by a message into the body of Christ, which is masculine and feminine. Amen. And now the communication going on. And they just... bringing forth and producing as God would have produced, and we're fellowshipping one with the other. Hallelujah. And you know, the fellowship got so tight there, even in the Jewish realm there, in the book of Acts, first few chapters, 4 or 5 on and through that. Amen. Yeah. And they would they such tight fellowship and all, and the people pray, no man there joined themselves among them, it said. Amen. Because they just couldn't get to where they were at. And now we've done gone so far, glory to God, and this wife of the Lamb, it has to be something that you're joined to Him, and He is glorified flesh and bone, and you have His mind, have His attributes, attributes of both masculine and feminine part in the body of Christ, and we communicate one with the other, and we're bringing forth and producing exactly what God's ordained. Amen. And I think about when I get reading the books that we produced, amen, and everybody, it's a mystery to everybody. How could it be? Amen. And how could we have books like this and, we don't have a lot of people supporting it, but it's always enough. Yeah, we're a unit in ourselves and God supports us. Amen. Who knows? We started books without anything, in most all cases, without any backup to pay it, like that. Amen. And go ahead and do it and rejoicing in the Lord with full confidence that it'll be like it always been. Amen. That when you go to pick up the book and the printer says it's ready, you go and you'll have the money to pay it all.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And that's the thing, see. So it's not whether we should print the book or not. Do we have the finances printed? We don't go with that. Neither when we travel all over the world. We don't wonder, will we have the money or how it'll work? All we want to do is get that go ye.
Amen.
If you get that go ye, then go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But be sure that go ye is the right go ye.
Amen.
Amen. It'll work out. Glory to God.
Amen.
So, we're joined to the second stage of the Word made flesh. Not the first stage, but the second stage. And that second stage is glorified flesh and bone after resurrection. And that is only takes place as the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And I believe we'll close out here. Glory to God. This has been a good little sermon, I think, this morning. Not a sermon. It's been something from the Lord. It just completely clears these things up and make them sound good. Amen. It's just like I remember growing up. A lot of time we wouldn't have salt and soda go in the cornbread. Well, it was cornbread, but you had to get these fitches and cumins and salt and so on. And I'll tell you what, then you got something good to eat, corn pone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so we just praise the Lord this morning for this. Glory to God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you. And, Lord, we just love you today. And I pray that you'll just take these words, use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And again, I didn't get a chance to get all scripture read, but I told you about some of the scriptures there. And everything's doing good. Praise the Lord. So God bless you today is my prayer.
Amen.
As my wife come forward, hey, would you mind singing that same song again? Amen. I think after this sermon, that's going to fit good.
All right. Amen. Oh, my. I tell you, I love that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
When we talk about the wonders that the Lord has performed, we see the wife of the Lamb and the word we've put forth. And we're speaking to one another that we're glorified flesh and bones, and we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb, and
and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Now see this great wonder that the Lord has performed. No longer just the body of Christ, but we're the glorified wife he adores. And we're wearing the crown of life, showing that death is no more. And we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. When we talk about the wonders that the Lord has performed, we see the wife of the Lamb and the word we've put forth. And we're speaking to one another that we're glorified flesh and bones, and we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Now see this great wonder that the Lord has performed. No longer just the body of Christ, but we're the glorified wife he adores. And we're wearing the crown of life, showing that death is no more. And we're rejoicing in this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Oh, that wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord. Male and female came together in the marriage of the Lamb and created this wonderful way of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love the message. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Have it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Ben was saying, do you have it? Do you want to say anything? I want to say that male and female coming together is what produced the glorified flesh and bones, and it created a people without any death in them. this gospel did. It came together and created the gospel of glorified flesh and bones, male and female did. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Glory
praise
to God. God. Amen. That's a lot of difference in what has been taught and looked at through the ages, through time gone by. Amen. A lot of time back in the earlier years, way back, the women didn't have any say at all hardly about it. But now God has included, and a woman not a preacher, but preacher or something like that, but there's gifts that sure put the fitches and cumins, the spices, on the word. Yeah, because of marriage, see, and makes us one in the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. As far as our soul salvation and so on, amen. Amen. It's just something great that God's doing, and we're not so much concerned about do it this way or do it that way, but more being led by the Spirit, and it's watch how it works out every time just exactly the way it's supposed.